with SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Starting January 1st, millions of minimum wage earners can look forward to a little extra in their paychecks.
The increase in the minimum wage impacts an estimated 10 million workers in 22 states. The size of the raise varies from state to state. The largest pay hike comes in Hawaii, where the wage rises from $12 to $14 an hour. In Michigan, it's a 23-cent increase to $10.33 an hour. Some 20 states are holding their minimum wage at the federal level of $7.25 an hour. Rich Thomason reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. military says its forces opened fire on Houthi rebels after they attacked a cargo ship in the Red Sea, killing several of them in an escalation of the maritime conflict linked to the war in Gaza.
U.S. Central Command says the crew of the USS Gravely Destroyer first shot down two anti-ship ballistic missiles fired at the Singapore-flagged Maersk Hangzhou late Saturday. The U.S. Navy says four small boats attacked the same cargo ship with small arms fire early Sunday, and rebels tried to board the vessel. Central Command says the attackers fired on helicopters from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, and the helicopters fired back, sinking three of the four boats. No damage to U.S. personnel or equipment was reported. I'm Julie Walker.
An off-duty Greensboro, North Carolina police officer shot and killed over the weekend after he witnessed a crime at a gas station and approached the suspects. Sergeant Philip Dale Nix was a 23-year veteran of the department. Three men are under arrest in the case. Russia launched a fresh drone assault on Ukraine after promising strikes on the Russian border city of Belgorod that killed 24 people would not go unpunished. SRN News. A challenge to America's churches.
Sports gaming is taking the nation by storm, and addiction experts say it's only a matter of time before a new wave of gambling addicts begins to crash upon America's shores. Janet Jacobs of Gambling Recovery Ministries tells Christianity Today that churches should be preparing themselves right now, adding that, quote, there really is very little in terms of faith-based outreach to problem gamblers and their loved ones. Some predict the gambling problem will rival the opioid epidemic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A battle over religious freedom continues in Minnesota, where attorneys for a woman who was denied emergency contraception in 2019 have told the state's Court of Appeals the Christian pharmacist who refused to fill the prescription discriminated against her. A lawyer for the pharmacist countered, says his client was acting on his religious beliefs. Last year, a jury ruled in favor of the pharmacist. This is SRN News. The story of a violent carjacking in Nevada.
Authorities say a man who fatally shot his mother 2 days after Christmas and set off a high-speed chase in Las Vegas has now been shot and killed by officers. Police say 36-year-old Justin Davidson was heavily armed and had stolen a police cruiser and carjacked several bystanders at gunpoint during the chase. A police official says they found evidence suggesting the suspect may very well have been planning a much larger attack. Jason Walker reporting.
Four people died, two others injured in a Michigan house explosion that could have been heard miles away. It happened about 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon in Northfield Township. It's about 45 miles west of Detroit. Structure was completely destroyed, leaving only the basement. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.